I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW. The Texas Restaurant Association has been around since 1937, helping members increase sales and better their business practices. We spoke with Tap Bentz, local businessman and managing partner of Outback Steakhouse, after he was named this year's TRA president. Tap, can you tell us a little bit more about the TRA and what exactly the association does?
Sure. We are the chief advocates for the restaurant industry in the state of Texas, as well as we want to be the indispensable resource, too. So, you know, if any restaurant, whether it be chain, you know, independent, however it is, if there's a question about what's going on in our industry, you know, to contact the Texas Restaurant Association.
Okay, so when did you take over as president?
June 30th or right around there, July 1st, I guess, is the official date.
Oh, okay. So just within like the last month.
Yeah.
Okay. So what exactly is your role? What are some of the things that you're in charge of being the president of this association?
You know, I don't think there's just as exactly this is what you're going to do, but certainly oversight of the staff, you know, the CEO and the staff in Austin. I'm kind of become the face of the association for the year. I travel around the state, talk to a lot of the local chapters, you know, people come to me. But most importantly, the thing that I want to get accomplished this year is I want TRA to position themselves for the next 5, 6, 10 years to better serve the membership.
And you mentioned this covers both local and chain restaurants.
Yeah, it's anybody that's members, you know. So again, and there's a good mixture in the association between the chain restaurants and also independent restaurants.
And Tap, let me backtrack real quick. What is your role with the Outback Steakhouse here in town?
I'm a partner in the business.
A partner in the business. Okay.
Right? But, you know, still, and that's part of the talking about the indispensable resource. You know, I have home office. So if something comes up, I can call Tampa, Florida and go, hey, what about this? What about that? Well, a lot of these independents don't have that. And that's sort of what, you know, TRA is used for, is almost their home office, especially on legal questions and things like that.
So you're obviously more familiar with those big chain restaurants. What does the TRA do for some of those local mom and pop restaurants?
Sure. There's in-house legal, you know, advice. We have an in-house lawyer that keeps, you know, on top of all the legalities. Certainly, you know, most chains, but I know especially Outback is very involved in, you know, PACs and things like that. Well, this is the way for the independents to stay involved in the governmental process, because really, ultimately, that's the number one thing that TRA is the advocates for our industry in Austin. You know, so this could be a pretty busy year with some with being a legislative session.
Are there any upcoming issues, anything on your radar that you guys are kind of watching out for over the next year?
You know, thankfully, no.
Okay.
At this point, you know, but Texas has been a very pretty bit, you know, business friendly mm-hmm. state. You know, who knows, the, you know, November election may change some of that, even, you know, just pressures from Washington that are getting pushed down. So again, it's just, you know, thankfully, you know, again, our CEO, Richie Jackson, has been a lobbyist for years and been with the association for 40 something years. So he's very well known in Austin on the Capitol over there. And so we have a big advantage. But, you know, again, the presidency changes every year, so it's always a new, fresh face. But luckily for us, the top of the staff has stayed the same for the association.
And so you said this will be your one and only year as president. It'll change next year, correct?
Right. But, you know, it's one of those hierarchy things. So you start off as secretary, treasurer, and then vice president, and then president-elect, president, and then immediate past president. So it's still a five-year commitment, you know, once if you decide to get into the hierarchy of becoming a president.
Cool. And, you know, just a quick, you know, summary message, what you want, you know, the people to know that you guys are working on for them, for your customers.
You know, again, I just think TRA's in a situation this year that we're not so bound financially. We were fortunate enough to sell our building in downtown Austin. So we're able to look forward and plan for the future. And I really think technology is the answer to not only keep our membership, but also gain new members and figure out how we're going to make the big TRA website that if you sit down on a computer, you know, whether it's laptop or desktop, is difficult to navigate. How can we make that work on a phone? Because ultimately, probably 99% of our business is done on that phone now, whether it's, you know, phone calls, emails, or looking up something. So we're just really trying to get caught up technologically.
Tap, if anyone wants to find out more information about the Texas Restaurant Association, where can they go?
They can certainly just email me if they'd like, you know, tapbentz@outback.com.
Thanks again to Tap Benz for talking with us a little bit more about the Texas Restaurant Association. You can email Tap, as he said, or you can go online to restaurantville.com to find out more information about the TRA. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.